ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So this morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 5. Pralad, decently son of Hiranyakasyapu, text number 14. Yatha Brahmyati Ayaha Brahmana Swayam Akarsana Sannidho तथा मे भिद्यते चेतः चक्रपाणे यदृच्छया यथा ब्राह्म्यत्तयो ब्रह्मन् स्वयं आकर्ष सन्निधौ तथा मे भिद्यते चेतः चक्रपाणेय दृक्षया चक्रपाणेय दृक्षया यथा ब्राह्म्यत्तयोर्ब्रह्मन् स्वयं आकर्ष सन्निधौ तथा मे विद्यते चेतः Chakrapaneya Dikshaya. Mataji's. Yatha, just as, Brahmyati moves, Ayaha, iron, Brahmana, O Brahmana, Swayam, itself, itself, Akarsana, of a magnet, Sannidhau, In the proximity, tatha, similarly, me, my, vidyate, it changed, chetaha, consciousness, chakrapane, of Lord Vishnu, chaya, by his will, is attracted by the Lord Vishnu, who carries a dish in his hand. Thus, I have no independence. Purport. For iron to be attracted by a magnet is natural. Similarly, for all living entities to be attracted towards Krishna is natural. And therefore, the Lord's real name is Krishna, meaning he who attracts everyone and everything. The typical example of such attraction are found in Vrindavan, where everything and everyone is attracted by Krishna. The elderly persons like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, the friends like Sridham, Sudama and other cowherd boys, the gopis like Srimati Radharani and her associates, and even the birds, beasts, cow, calf are attracted. The flowers and fruit in the garden are attracted. The wave of the Yamuna are attracted. And the land, sky, trees, planet, animal, and all other living beings are attracted by Krishna. This is the natural situation of everything in Vrindavan. Just contrary to the affairs of Vrindavan is this material world, where no one is attracted by Krishna and everyone is attracted by Maya. This is the difference between the spiritual and material world. Hiranyakashipu, who was in the material world, was attracted by women and money. Whereas Prahlad Maharaj, being in his natural position, was attracted by Krishna. In reply to Hiranyakashipu's question about Prahlad Maharaj had a deviant view, Prahlad said that his view was not deviant. For the natural position of everyone is to be attracted by Krishna. Hiranyakashipu found this view deviant, Prahlad said, because of being unnaturally unattracted by Krishna. Hiranyakashipu found this view deviant, Prahlad said, because of being unnaturally unattracted by Krishna. Hiranyakashipu therefore needed purification. As soon as one is purified of material contamination, he is again attracted by Krishna. Sarvopadhi nirmukta tatparena nirmalam. In the material world, everyone is contaminated by the dirt of sense gratification and is acting according to different designation, sometime as a human being, sometime a beast, sometime a demigod or a tree, and so on. One must be clean of all these designations. Then one will be naturally attracted to Krishna. The bhakti process purifies the living entities of all unnatural attraction. When one is purified, he is attracted by Krishna and began to serve Krishna instead of serving Maya. This is his natural position. A devotee is attracted by Krishna, whereas a non-devotee being contaminated by the dirt of material enjoyment is not. This is confirmed by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita 7:28. Esam tandakatam papam jananam purna karmanam te dvandamoha nirmukta bhajante mam drhamrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous life and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in me. service themselves in me, service with determination. One must be free from all the sinful dirt of material existence. Everyone in this material world is contaminated by material desire. Unless one is free from all material desire, anya vilasta sunya, one cannot be attracted by Krishna. Om ajnana timirandhasya jnananjana salakaya chakshujinimilitam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Bhutair mahadviyai mapuro vibho nirmayasete adamusu purusam bhukte gunanso dasasod satmakam solam krishistam bhagavan bachansimi vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhu vayemacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Prabhupada has given a wonderful purport of this verse, which explains everything. We don't need to explain anymore on this. But anyway, so the son of Shukracharya, they had asked certain question, and further, and this is the last verse of answering the question raised by the son of Shukracharya. Actually, previous verse, verse number 13, was the last verse one way, where he said, the same Supreme Personality of Godhead who has created this situation has certainly given me the intelligence to take the side of your so-called enemy. That was the end. So, you know, this son of Shukracharya, again, kind of, they may ask this question. Well, if it is so, then Supreme Personality of Godhead is in everyone's heart. He is also in the heart of all other your classmates. He is also in our heart. How come you have got this special favor? Why not us? They may ask this question. To answer this question, here, you know, he used the word Brahman. Brahman means, yes, my dear son of Guru, O Brahmana, O teacher. Yes, that should be the natural tendency of all the living entities, to be attracted to Krishna. And you all are Brahmana. As we know, the definition of Brahmana, Janmana jayato sudra, samsakara dija bhavet, Ved padhit bhavit vipra brahma janati iti brahmana. One who knows about Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is brahmana. So he is addressing them as a brahmana. Indirectly he is telling that you must be knowing this thing. What I am talking. There is nothing, something new I am talking. You must be knowing because you are brahmana. You know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's what one of the Acharya Virago Goswami tells this thing. But the simple meaning is that David is son of Brahmana. That was the thing. But they should be knowing. So, Prahlad said, it's nothing that I have done. I have not done anything. It is just natural tendency of a soul to be attracted by Krishna. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Now, if we are not attracted, what can be the reason? And the reason is very simple. That's Maya. We are diverted from real goal. Just like an iron particle, by nature, the iron particle get attracted to a magnet. But if there is so much dust on that iron particle, then, you know, iron has the power to be attract, the magnet has the power to attract the iron. But it is covered. So because of the covering, that natural, you know, position or natural constitution of iron is not being manifested. So what we need? We need to clean the iron, free from contamination. So living in TDH, I become just like that. I will give example by citing a nice story. Once there was a thief, and he came to know that Subhas Prabhu has a special, you know, thing by which I can become richest man in the world, a touchstone. He wanted to become richest man in the world. And he wanted to get that touchstone. So he said, if I go and I start beating Subhas Prabhu, it's not good. He's a saintly person. I should not beat him. But I have to get the touchstone. So he said, why can't I become his disciple? That would be easy way to get the touchstone. So he went and he became the disciple of that saintly person. And he started doing really very nice service to his spiritual master. So much so, he was doing over. So in Bengali they are saying, Atir bhaktir chorir lakshan. Too much devotion is a sign of a thief. So the guru realized something wrong here with this fellow. So he said, you know, what he is here with? For? What for he is here with me? I have nothing. Maybe he knows about the touchstone. Therefore, he is serving me so nicely, with awe and reverence. So one day, he said, my dear child, you see that iron box? You go, there is a touchstone in that iron box. Please go and bring it. So he started thinking, Hari, I have heard that you touch a stone, or the iron is touched by, you know, touch a stone, it becomes gold. Then how come this box is still iron box? So he said, is something wrong in my understanding about touch a stone? Or he doesn't have touch a stone, he has some other stone. Must be some problem. So he was thinking, then Guru said, hey, don't worry, just go and bring it. Bring the whole box here. So he blocked the box. He said, now open the box. He opened the box. He said, is there something? He said, yes, there is something wrapped in some cloth. He said, all right, take it out. So he took out the touchstone which are wrapped in the cloth. He said, now you unwrap it. So he took out all the cloth. And then he got the touchstone. He said, now he put the touchstone in that box. And as soon as he put the touchstone in the box, the iron box became golden box. So the touchstone had the power to turn the iron in gold. But it was wrapped with the cloth. Therefore, it could not show its effect. Same way, the living entities, by nature, Prabhupada said, for iron to be attracted by a magnet is natural. Similarly, for all living entities to be attracted towards Krishna is natural. It's natural, but we are wrapped. We are wrapped. Therefore, this Krishna prema is not manifesting. Our attraction towards Krishna is not going. We are wrapped by Maya. So in Prabhupada, two kind of thing he talks. One thing he talks about the nature of the people who are in pure consciousness or Krishna consciousness, how they are attracted. And he cited so many wonderful examples of Vrindavan to everyone, in one way in Santaras, like trees, river, dust of Vrindavan, etc. One who was in Dasyaras, he cited the example. One who was in Sakyaras, like the friends. One who were in Vatsalyaras, like Nand Baba and Yashoda. One who were in Madhuryaras, like Srimati Radharani and other gopis. They all were attracted. Naturally they were flowing. And that should be the real situation. Mother Kunti, in her prayer, she was praying for that. She said, "Oh my Lord, oh Madhupati, let my mind flow towards your lotus feet, just like the different wave of Ganga flows towards the ocean. So let my mind flow. Let my mind flow." So the mind of the Brajavasi was naturally flowing because they were attracted. They were pure. And if our soul is contaminated, when we are contaminated, then also our mind is flowing. But our mind is flowing. Where is food? Where is money? Where is sense gratification? So on and so forth. Our mind is flowing. But flowing in opposite direction of Krishna. So this is very unhealthy situation. This is not very good. Because we are in this attraction of material thing, which is called Maya, we are becoming frustrated. But with natural condition, with attraction with Krishna, we become happy. Padam padam. In material world, padam padam jat vibadam nati sam. At every step there is danger. But in spiritual world, every step there is joy. Kevala ananda kanda. Only ananda at every step. So all the activities of Krishna consciousness moment is the process to unwrap ourselves from Maya. To come on our natural consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. How do we get out? That's a real question here. One is attraction for Krishna and other is attraction for Maya. Attraction for Krishna is natural, whereas attraction for Maya is unnatural. And artificially, we can't be happy. So in this material world, everyone is living artificially, thinking that they'll be happy one day. But Maya cannot. The very meaning of the word Maya, Ma means which is not. Anya means which appears. That's Maya. So it appears, oh, if I get this thing, it appears I'll be happy. If I get this thing, it appears I'll be happy. But it's not making us happy. So that's not our natural tendency. Our natural tendency to be Krishna conscious. And what are the way and means to be Krishna conscious? Prabhupada has given us very simple thing. We follow 480 principle. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Take prasadam, go out, distribute books, and get purified. That is the best way to get purified, by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. by distributing this knowledge will purify us and make us on natural consciousness. Anyway, a scripture talks the different way to be Krishna conscious, and everything has been summed by Srila Prabhupada. Whatever he has given to us, everything is there. Just like in Bhagavatam, it said, Kechita kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana aghadhunamantikasneya niharam iva bhaskaram. Kechita kevalaya bhaktya. How you will be purified from this dirty consciousness? Kechit kevalaya bhaktya, by kevala bhakti. Unalloyed devotional service. Ananya sindayantoma. By that way. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya, vasudeva parayana. To surrendering only to Krishna, vasudeva. And then example is given, just like when the sun comes, all the fog goes away. Same as the sun of Krishna consciousness appears, then all this fog of Maya will go away. And how to surrender to Vasudev is also an art. Then the next verse said, Natam pueta tapa adibhi yatha krishnarpita prana tata purusani sevaya. One cannot be purified to surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by performing tapa, austerity, by giving charity, dana, tapa adibhi, or any other means, by, you know, performing brahmacharya vrata, and so on and so forth. As one can be purified by pleasing a person whose heart is Krishna arpita prana, one who has given him, that's Srila Prabhupada. So we can be purified tat purusa nisevaya, by serving that person, by serving Srila Prabhupada, we all can be purified. And serving Srila Prabhupada means serving his body, following his instruction. If Prabhupada is happy, Krishna is happy. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, jasya prasadat nagati gitopi. And how does Prabhupada be happy? He has given any book. He has shown practically. And so on and so forth. I am very inspired here. So many things I learned here and in Chicago about book distribution. I remember it by 1976. I did some mistake. And those days, Akhyanand Swami was the president. So he gave me punishment to go to three Bhagavad Gita. That was a punishment for the mistake. I went, I did that. I distributed the book. And he was very happy. Then he told me a nice story about the book distribution. He said, when the fifth canto of Bhagavatam came out, Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada saw the book. He was very happy. Then he went to bathroom. After some time, when he came from bathroom, then he saw that book was missing. Fifth canto of Bhagavatam was missing. Where the book gone? So Akhyanand Swami was saying that I was trying to answer the Prabhupada I was in my office and, you know, I don't know what happened. Prabhupada said, why you don't know? You're the president. You must know each and everything. So after chastising Akhyananda, Prabhupada laughed. People, they like my book. You all are going in a street and distributing book. I am sitting here and I am distributing. Even they stole it, he said, I'm distributing. They like my book, that's why they stole it. That's why Akhyananda Swami told me the story. So anyway, the book distribution pleases Srila Prabhupada more than anything else. Of course, now we have forgotten this mantra, but this was the mantra earlier in the 70s and 80s, that if you want to please Srila Prabhupada, distribute book. That is the highest service. That is the highest service in ISKCON. That was the mantra, right, Srila Prabhu? Now we have got different things. Midday meal, food for life, this one, that one, different mantra. And those days were not there. Book distribution. Prabhupada emphasized on the life membership and book distribution. At least once he wrote to Bhagavan. And that day, Prabhupada had made 3 members in Bombay. And he said, see how this life membership is so potent. We gave 10 books to each member. So 3 member means 30 book. We distributed 30 book today by making life member. So Prabhupada, in every way, he wanted us to distribute these books. And that actually purifies us. That will purify anybody who has distributed books. I'm sure they have the taste. Even sometimes some devotees may go out, but when they remember those day of book distribution, that was a tasty day. And that actually purifies us to be pure, to come on pure consciousness. As Prabhupada, he hinted how to be free from contamination by quoting this verse from Bhaktisvami Sindhu. Sarvopadhi binurmukta tatparena nirmalam hisikena hisikesa sevanam bhaktir uchyate. He said, I was hearing once a lecture and Prabhupada said, purification does not come from outside, but it comes from within. And who helps us? It is the Hrishikesa. And Hrishikesa is Paramatma in the heart. The master of all these senses who is sitting in the heart. And first purification starts from the heart. When heart purifies, everything comes from outside. We hear Harikatha, we do service, we take prasadam, we chant. And it starts from the heart. In Kapil, they also tell, Satam prasanga mamavirja samvido bhavanti hirta karana rasayana kratha bhavanti hirta karana. First the heart gets purified. And thus the holy name or Harikatha becomes so nectarian to the heart and same way to ear. Right now we are unnatural. Like Prabhupada gave example of fish. The natural position of fish is to be in water. Water is everything for a fish. Fish can live with water, but she can live without water. And you know the tendency of the fish, when the water falls from up, the water has so much current, can break the whole building, can move the mountain. But a small fish, she goes against the current of the water. She goes against. Such a heavy weight is there in water, but she goes current. Because she has taken shelter of the water. Same way, when we take shelter of Krishna, then no matter how much disturbance comes in way of our service, but all those disturbances will be eradicated or cleansed up by Chakrapani. So the, he has given the word Chakrapani. This Darshan Chakra, sometimes Darshan Chakra goes out of Krishna's hand also, without Krishna knowledge. We know about Durvasa Muni and Maharaj Amrish. Without notice, Vishnu said, what can I do? Then listen to me sometime. When time comes to protect his devotee. So Krishna is Chakrapani. So when some problem comes, the chakra is ready to take care. So disturbance will come. Jiva Goswami said, when disturbance comes, we should be so Krishna, we should be ready to escape over that problem. If one problem comes, escape over. Second come, escape over. Third come, escape over. This way, these problems becomes the staircase for going back home, back to Godhead. That is a statement of Jiva Goswami. The problem will come. And Chakrapani there to help. I just remember one more story. Should I tell? Time is there? Okay. Once there was a washerman, and he had a donkey, an ass. The ass was very old. Washerman had, you know, very little land. One day, the donkey, the old donkey, he fell in that, you know, the washerman had some land, and he also had a well, but the well had no water. So he was thinking, maybe one day I'll fill up the well, so I can have some more land. So one day, donkey fell in that well, which had no water. And donkey started crying for help. So washerman came running. And he saw his donkey in the well. And after some time, donkey was not crying. So washerman thought, now he's dead. He's gone. So he called all the villagers. Because before there was a barter system. You help me, I help you. So everybody came to help. And he said, look, my donkey was old. Somehow or other, yadrikshaya, by the will of the Lord, he fell down in this well. Now please help me to bury him in the well. So, they all brought, you know, the pot, and they taking the dirt, and they started throwing the dirt on the donkey. The donkey started thinking, hey, what is this thing? I call them for help, they want to kill me. So when they are throwing dirt, he to shake his body like this. And the dirt goes down. Again they throw the dirt, he shake his body. Dirt went down. One point it happened that the well got filled by dirt, but donkey was up. So same way in this material world, the maya will pasyanti achirena tavaka bhava vahu in Supreme Personality of Godhead by shramanti. By hearing Harikatha, Gayanti, by chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. By remembering the Lord, Tayeva Pasyanti Achirena Tavaka, immediately he is the recipient to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That does not mean that Maya will not harass us. But, bhava pravaho paramam padam bhujam. The pravaho will be there, the current of maya will be there. But since we have very tightly hold the lotus feet of the Lord, we will cross ever. How many of you have gone to Gangotri? Okay, one person. Oh, Nakatma Prabhu, you went to Gangotri, okay. How many of you have gone to Haridwar? Let's say that way. Put that way. Okay. Haridwar, if you go in Harki Pedi, you see the government has made arrangement for taking bath. They have iron chain, right? You've seen the iron chain? And if you hold that iron chain and you take bath, you can come out safely. But you leave that iron chain and take bath, then you'll get free ticket to Bay of Bengal. So bhava pravaho, their current too much. But if you catch hold of that iron chain, then you come out safely. Paramam padam bhujam. But if you leave it, boom, you are gone. So here, the chain is navada bhakti, sravanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam. Hold it. The chain is holding the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and iskan. No matter what happens, just remain in iskan. Matter ends. Just remain in iskan. Hold it tightly. And maya will come. But boom, will cross over. So, Krishna is always here to help us. Chakrapani yadrikshaya. Yadrikshaya. The mercy of the Lord does not depend on our endeavor. That does not mean that we should not endeavor. It's causeless mercy. He gives the causeless mercy. Just like the example is given. I mean, yadrikshaya has come many times in Bhagavatam. Just like the two sons of Kubera, Nalukubara and Manigriva, when they were enjoying him on the Agni, that time Narada Muni came. So Sukadeva Goswami said, Yadrikshaya, by the will of the Lord. Otherwise, what Brahmachari had to do with the place where these two sons are enjoying with the Apsara of the heavenly planet? What he had to do? But by the will of the Lord he came. Same way here, Yadrikshaya, Prahladya is saying, I do not know why there is a difference between you, me and my friend. I can only say that this is the supreme will of the Lord, that I am naturally attracted to him as the iron particle is attracted to magnet. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comment, question? Now you have to speak clearly to me for me to understand. Well, he understood that, you know, we need to be unwrapped.
So he became purified.
He became devotee. He started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. All right, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthasrinath Bhagavatam ki jai.